Now, there's an interesting aspect to the M code. It is on the same bands, the L1 and L2, but still, it's possible, even though it's carried on the same band, to separate it from the other codes on the carrier. Notice the split spectrum aspect of the signal. The lobes of the M code, the emphasis of the power, is not in the middle as it is with the CA code and the Y code. That's because the actual modulation of the M code is done differently. It's accomplished by what's known as the binary offset carrier modulation. Now remember that the modulation of the CA code and the Y code is done by binary phase shift key. But the BOC, the binary offset carrier modulation that is used in the M code, has its greater power density at the edges, as you can see in this power spectral diagram. It's at the nulls of the L1. Notice that the center of the M code lobes, the highest lobes, are close to the center of the nulls on the P code. The architecture simplifies implementation, and it mitigates the interference with the existing codes. In a way, the M code stays out of the way of the CA code and the P code. So there's better spectral separation between the M code and the older codes. The M code is tracked by direct acquisition. That means that, just like our discussion earlier, the receiver correlates the signal coming in from the satellites with a replica of the code that it generates in its own circuits. So to recap, the M code will be carried on L1 and L2, but because of the binary offset carrier modulation, it will not interfere with the older legacy codes, the CA code and the P code.